Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach Chamber 360, on June 6th, 2014. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help their businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313. That's 310-545-5313. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show or visit us on our website at thesouthbayshow.com. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am well. I am happy to be home.
I'm so glad to be able to say, hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
You know, I love travel. I mean, travel is great, but the best part about traveling is coming home. That's the best part.
You've made a tour of of Italy. We were talking about Verona. We were talking about Munich. Some beautiful places and some amazing places that maybe we'll get in a little about that. But today we're going to talk about something that is truly it's a huge story in every sphere of life, whether it's business, whether it's finance, whether it's social and or the I'm an internet developer. Whether even it's the internet, one of the things we talk about incessantly on the internet is the age wave.
Yes, it is.
So, who are our guests today?
We talk about this a lot, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yes, our guests this morning are Eve Kelso, Kate Nelson, and Jam Buick, and they're going to give us some facts today on the senior population in Manhattan Beach specifically, along with some of the programs and services offered by the city. Eve Kelso is a recreation services manager for the City of Manhattan Beach, overseeing the Dial-A-Ride Older Adult and Volunteer Programs. She has a bachelor's degree in social work and master's degree in public policy and administration. Eve began her career working as an activities director for the Braille Institute, then went on to work for the Westside Regional Center for the Developmentally Disabled as a case manager, resource developer, and quality assurance specialist. Eve has been with the City of Manhattan Beach for 12 years, and she enjoys traveling with her husband Kenny and sons Jacob and Eric. Kate Nelson began her career at MiraCosta as an English teacher in 1972. In succeeding years, she became the activities director, educational advisor, and vice principal. For 5 years, she was the principal of the South Bay Adult School, and in 2000 took the position of assistant superintendent for the Manhattan Beach Unified School District. She retired in 2001, and after her first grandchild was born. Since then, she has traveled with her husband, welcomed two more grandchildren, joined Omnilore, a lifelong learning group for older adults in Redondo Beach, and served on the Senior Advisory Committee in Manhattan Beach. Jan Buick was raised in Michigan. That's an appropriate last name, huh?
Oh, boy.
She received her bachelor's degree in social work and education from Michigan State University. After teaching for several years, she went into the nonprofit world, including InfoLine with United Way in Pontiac, Michigan, and was assistant director of an emergency services agency called Lighthouse. Jam moved to California in 1988. After taking some time off to acclimate, she worked in the training department in what was then McDonnell Douglas. She became the care manager in Manhattan Beach in 1991 and has been in Manhattan Beach ever since. She earned her master's degree in gerontology from Cal State University, Dominguez Hills, and 6 years ago, Jan joined the City of Manhattan Beach Parks and Recreation Department as supervisor of the expanded older adults program. Eve, Kate, Jan, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, you know, let me say the standard thing that I say when we talk about the age wave. Baby boomers born between 1946 and 1964. Recently, in 2011, the first baby boomers turned 65, along with 10,000 other Americans. Now, lots of people were turning 55 and 66 and 50 and so forth, but it's that magic number, 10,000 Americans turned 65 each and every day. And this will continue for the next 19 years. It's unprecedented. That magic number allows everyone to focus, and they are focusing. And I'm talking about marketers and business people are focusing very heavily on how to accommodate that age group. They are exploding onto the internet. It's the fastest growing group. By Facebook's own numbers, the fastest growing group on Facebook are women.
That's amazing. That's
40
amazing.
Plus.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. And, you know, you compare that to, you know, the other people on the internet. You know, mostly people think of young people, but they are going on to Instagram and Snapchat and other places. They're fickle. But Facebook is a tool for community, and it's being embraced by older Americans and older people all over the world. So let's start with you, Eve. Give us a sense of the senior community in Manhattan Beach in general.
Sure. We work with, I would say, over 1,000 probably of our senior community that come to either our older adults programs or use our dial-a-ride transportation. I would say 500 are pretty active coming to our programs and regular. Mm-hmm. And the seniors we work with are very involved, very active, enjoy a variety of activities to stimulate them intellectually, you know, physically, mentally, so it's really nice for us. We have a very involved group on our senior advisory community and with just a lot of volunteers who help us plan and lead events, so it's a pretty exciting place to work for us.
It must be, I mean, you've had some years to prepare and to craft the set of services, but what I'm most interested in are the services that you're providing. Are they changing? Are seniors asking for new things, or are they pretty much the same as they were 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago?
You know, I think there's a combination. We've definitely have people who love to play bingo and love their potlucks and some of the more traditional things that we've provided for older adults. But definitely, especially with the energy of a lot of our volunteers, it's been great to just develop new programs to pique the interest of some of the younger older adults, mm-hmm. Especially with the development of our OLLI program, and I'll let Kate talk about that more in a little bit. So we're certainly trying to change to keep up with people's interests and to just keep people coming and being involved.
Wow.
Joe, I got a question real quick.
Sure.
Can one of you give us the numbers of the senior population in Manhattan Beach? What percentage of the population? What is Manhattan Beach, about 35, 36,000?
You got it.
Yeah, so what's the percentage of seniors in Manhattan Beach?
Let's see, the number of – we're looking at the census demographics here, so – 65 and older, it was about 3,500, and then 60 to 64 was an additional 1,300.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 10% more than 10%.
Or 20% over 60.
I think it's actually closer to 28% if we look at, we consider older adults 55 and older for our program.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, wow.
28% over 55. Wow.
A third of the population.
Wow.
Almost.
And it's growing.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, it's growing here and it's growing everywhere. And these older adults, you know, Jackie and I do another program on Tuesday where we talk to a lot of first responders, fire chiefs of fire departments, chiefs of police departments, and there's this whole issue in the police and fire community about how years ago someone who was a policeman or a fireman, very hard life, worked very hard, they didn't have a tremendous life expectancy, so their collective bargaining was able to achieve a 90% payment for retirement because people didn't live that long years and years ago, 20, 30, 40 years ago. But that collective bargaining now, today, someone who joins the fire service at 25, retires at 45, they're going to live for another 30 years at their 90% of their pay scale. And so many cities around the country, it's amazing. It's an explosion of cities around the country that are revisiting their collective bargaining with their first responders, police, fire, and other city workers because of this issue that everyone is living longer and living vital lives. These are not lives just, you know, sitting in a rocking chair. These are lives where people want to get out and hike and bike and surf and all these different things. Let's move on to Kate. Kate, give us a sense of the vitality of seniors 55 and older.
Well, I'm actually one of those boomer seniors. In fact, I was born in May of 1946.
Woo, right on the cusp.
Right there. Right on the cutting edge of all those boomers coming in. And I play tennis a couple of times a week.
Yeah.
And this is not the bingo generation, really. I mean, we're looking for something much more active, much more technology-based, much more in terms of networking with people, because that's what we're used to.
Right. So you know, when I think of, I love classic rock and roll. But unfortunately, classic rock and roll isn't the young, the music of the young as it was in the 60s and the 70s. Classic rock and roll is the music of the widest spectrum of people today, including, you know, as they say, you know, what's that famous line from that famous Dead song, you know, a Deadhead sticker on a Cadillac. Do you find that the music preferences of your older Americans tend towards rock and roll and the Beatles / the Stones and that kind of thing?
Well, I would go back even to the Elvis.
Of course.
Music and a little bit farther back to the doo-wop and all of that. And I think there's a strong sense of nostalgia for that kind of music.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And but not Lawrence Welk.
No, that would be my parents.
That would be our parents. No, it's Elvis and beyond. It really is amazing. Of course, there's a huge resurgence in tribute bands today. Lots and lots of musicians have found ample employment playing the music of the 60s and the 70s and not even the 80s and 90s, really moving back towards the 60s and 70s, that because of this huge age wave.
You know, one of the things I wanted to point out is that even though everybody wants to get old, nobody really wants to be old. It's really one of those stigmas we have to overcome, because having an older adult program, sometimes people of my generation say, I'm not old.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for that. Yeah. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody wants to get there.
Is it a matter of just renaming? Maybe it shouldn't be older adults program. Maybe it should be
mature adults.
We got to find
all
a
these
word.
Names. In fact, we've gone through this for a long time about, you know, there's golden agers and
right.
And you know, mature people and all of that. And we've never really come up with a good name. So if we can come up with one on this show, I think that
Absolutely.
Would be great.
That would be a good accomplishment. I like that for a goal.
Oh, no pressure. No pressure.
No.
No, no, not at all.
If you didn't come up with, they're going to steal it all over the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
We got to get the rights to it immediately. No, you know, it's the nature of it. Anytime you have such a large group of the population as they're moving through the years, they're the pioneers, they're in the vanguard anyway. Yeah, they're in the vanguard. So this first wave of people turning 65 since 2011, as it gets into it, it's going to generate even more momentum. So things will change, and the people that will benefit from it the most are the people at the end of the that baby boomer generation, because by then you'll have all the kinks worked out.
Right.
You know what I mean? In almost every aspect.
Right.
You know?
And you know, I focus a lot on the business aspect. I think it's fascinating how many companies are starting up to do senior care, elder care, non-medical care, non-medical senior services, not even care in the home, but just, you know, companionship and all kinds of things. And there's an explosion in those kinds of businesses.
They're not unlike the women's liberation movement,
right?
You know, of the late 60s and 70s. You know, when it first started, it was rough, you know, and nobody knew how to deal with them,
right.
You know. But now, you know, generations later,
right.
it's the norm.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's the norm. Now I know how to deal with Jackie. Yes. I am so glad to have her back. I'm gonna talk about her a lot, probably. So, Jeanne, I want to bring you in and highlight what you do for seniors in Manhattan Beach. Tell us what you do, Jeanne.
Well, basically, sort of, I don't know, almost just a facilitator. Mm-hmm. The older adult program, the way I look at it is, it's primarily run by volunteers. Mm-hmm. If there's an interest and somebody wants to do it, we give it a shot. So, for instance, we started a ping pong player because one of our volunteer a ping pong program because one of our volunteers wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. And now that program goes 4 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wants to do – Kate started the Ollie program here, brought it here. So if somebody's got an interest, then we've got book clubs, we've got travel, we've got computer class. You know, you talked about Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the older adults are not comfortable with the technology, but they want to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a volunteer who comes twice a month to work with the seniors on, you know, their iPads, their iPods, their, you know, whatever they need to learn, because they do want to be on Facebook. They do want to be able to connect with people, you know, their families through the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at just sort of facilitating what people want to add. Because you, in addition to the younger seniors, you've also got those who are more traditional and they want to do the board games. They want to do bingo. You know, they want to have potlucks. So you have to sort of have the educational, the social, the recreational programs, you know, for all the different interests as much as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm. We are talking with the people that serve seniors in Manhattan Beach. We wanna have a great full discussion with Eve Kelso, Kate Nelson, and Jan Buick. We are the Manhattan Beach Chamber 360, South Bay Manhattan Beach Chamber 360. If you'd like to call in and ask a question or have a comment, please do so at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. So we've talked a little bit about the services that are available, but let's get a little formal on that, Eve. Where do people go, what websites, and that kind of thing.
Sure. I'll give you our website address because that's a great place for seniors or their families to get information about our activities. That's www.citymb.info/OAP as an older adult program. And so that's our URL. And we also do our traditional mailings. A lot of the older adults like to receive our newsletter in the mail. So people could also just call us and get on our mailing list, and they would call Jan, and we'll give her number, I guess, through the, to the whole world right now, 310-802-5447. That is her home phone number. Just kidding. but
call this number for a good time.
She doesn't have enough to do. We try to keep her busy. That's the way to find out about the programs. We do a monthly newsletter and calendar, and people definitely look forward to getting that. It talks about, we usually do a few trips a month and, you know, just a wide range of activities. Right. Always have a different speaker, things like that.
Right, right. We are a city, you know, by the bay, literally, the southern part of the Santa Monica Bay. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth. There's lots and lots of activities. There's no limit to what you can do. What are some of the things that you've been thinking about that you either haven't done and you're thinking, well, maybe next year, or you have done and it didn't quite work out?
I think one of the things that I'd like to do is expand our relationship with doing some prevention programs. One of the things that we're doing is we just started a Tai Chi program in conjunction with Beach Cities Health District. And we're talking with Beach Cities Health District about having other balancing programs and physical activity programs so that somebody can be safe in their homes and live their life safely. That's something that we'll be focusing on, doing some programs. And then we also have the generation that's kind of the sandwich generation. And you talk about people are coming back, taking care of their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, you know, the seniors are taking care of their kids, their grandkids. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be doing some more caregiving education programs, working with – we always have Alzheimer's Association come out and do educational programs, and we're going to be working at doing some caregiving training also.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of the issues. In Manhattan Beach, it's difficult in a sense because there's not always the family structure, because if – you've lived here since 1950 or 1960, maybe your children haven't been able to afford to live in the South Bay area.
Right.
So they may not have a close family by. So it's increasing that socialization and that opportunity and that support system.
That's a very interesting issue
another,
here.
Another topic that we've talked about. Yeah, that kids can't afford to stay in the area where they grew up.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, I wanted to ask, I'm not sure who to direct this to, but how much, you guys are part of the Parks and Recreation Department, how much of input do you have with things like the concert series in Pollywog Park and the other big activities? Like, do you guys get input onto what kind of music, you know, that almost a third of the population would prefer to listen to?
You know, we certainly have different divisions within the department, and the Cultural Arts Division coordinates the events, and they're always open to feedback from us. So certainly if our older adults have feedback, I pass that on to our Cultural Arts Division, and they take that into consideration when planning the concerts. The concerts have been so successful that I think they often go by that as well. I mean, they get thousands of people who attend those. So that's one of the things going on there.
As you know, I just want to cover all the bases, and one of the things that is also talked about when talking about older Americans is the power that older Americans have, the growing political power that older Americans have, because when you think about just let's talk about Manhattan Beach. If 28% of the population is 55 or older, and skewed heavily older Americans tend more to vote, then basically, you know, you could say in many cases, I'm not sure exactly what the percentage is. I'm sure a politician would know. I would say half to 70% of your vote is going to come from 55 or older Manhattan Beach residents. It could be higher than that because older Americans tend more to vote. And, of course, they're a third of the population already anyway. So there's a lot of political power there. Are there any political organizations that you or do you bring in political speakers or anything like that?
We always have the League of Women Voters come in and talk about the, you know, what's on the ballot. When we did city council, we have the candidates forum. Mm-hmm. My perspective anyways is that we do more educational so that when they are voting, they know what they're voting for.
Right.
So we do the educational presentations that way.
And this is Kate talking, but we have a senior advisory committee, and we advise the city on matters related to older adults.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh. Now, and that's a committee. Anyone can join.
Well, yeah, it meets monthly, and we look at all kinds of issues related to older adults, and then we advise the city, and that has some effect on policy.
I'm sure it does, and I'm sure they listen well.
They better.
Politicians.
Nobody wants a whole bunch of old people who are pissed off about something.
Politicians are excellent at listening to their constituents, especially the ones that vote. Yes, indeed, they are. You're listening to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach Chamber 360. We're talking with Eve Kelso, Kate Nelson, and Jan Buick. I'll get that right. We would love for you to call in, and if you have a comment or question, the number is 714-242-5288, 714-242-5288. And at this time, we should probably just thank a sponsor and get that out of the way. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011. Briganti, Cameron, Waters, and Strong, navigating your way to financial success.
Yes.
Yes. So basically what we've got here is a third of the population in Manhattan Beach with deep pockets and opinions. Right?
About some stuff.
As a group.
They're active, and they want, and they're going to do what they want, right? They're the elephant in the room at this point, right?
Right.
Except, Jackie, this is Jan. I'd just like to say that a lot of the seniors in Manhattan Beach do not have deep pockets.
Right.
I think that's a misconception that, you know, Manhattan Beach is a wealthy community. The seniors are not necessarily wealthy at all. You know, they bought their homes a long time ago. They choose to stay in their homes, but that doesn't mean that they have a monthly income, an excessive monthly income.
Right.
So that is the thing.
So they're as they used to say, house poor. They have their wealth. It's the wealth is in the house.
Exactly. And, you know, for them, you know, people may say, well, why don't they sell and move somewhere else? But this is where they choose to live, and this is where they've always lived. And so, and besides, in many ways, it's more expensive to move. So this is their home.
Right.
So, yes, they are definitely, you know, many of them, you can go through Manhattan Beach and you can see the homes where the older adults live. They're the smaller homes that have been here for a long time. And, you know, then again, you have the other, the larger, newer homes next to them in that neighborhood.
So now, Kate, I want to ask you about Ollie. Tell me about Ollie.
Well, Ollie is O-L-L-I, and it stands for Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. And it's affiliated with colleges and universities all over the country. And our college is Cal State Dominguez Hills.
Okay.
And they send over professors to give lectures on a whole variety of things. I mean, we had physics professors who talked about surveillance and other physics professors who talked about the Higgs boson. We've had a biologist who's talked about the growing problem with diversity in our environment. And we've had somebody talk about the Constitution. So all kinds of interesting things from all kinds of college departments. And we're averaging 70 to 75 people. They're at the Joslyn Center, so they hold them right here in Manhattan Beach. The professors love it because the older adults are such an attentive and educated audience. So it's turned out to be a great program. We're in our we're about to go into our third year, and it's been very successful.
So we're associated here in the South Bay with the Cal State University Dominguez Hills.
That's right. And that's one of the things we're trying to do in the program is to build more relationships, not only with universities, but also with businesses. So another one of the programs we have is called Night on the Town, and seniors can go out to local restaurants as a group, so it's a whole lot of fun, and they get a break on a meal. And it's just that's turned out to be a great program too.
Right. Now, this the website is csudh.edu/olli. So that's CSUDH, as in Cal State University Dominguez Hills, csudh.edu/olli. It's an amazing program. There's so many different aspects to it: arts, culture and language, health and wellness, business and finance. And now back to my favorite subject, one of my favorite subjects, business. One of the things that people talk about, and especially in my my area of expertise, which is the internet, web development, business, that there are lots and lots of things that older workers, older adults, expertises that they have, perspectives that they have that can be very valuable to young entrepreneurs, but there is a disconnect in how to be able to get access to this information. Maybe you've heard of something called Google Hangout. Have you heard of Google Hangout before?
Not me.
Okay.
Not me. No.
Okay. Then I'm speaking beyond to the audience. If you've heard of Google Hangout, then one other thing you should look for is Google Help Out, H-E-L-P-O-U-T-S. It's by Google. It's a program, helpouts.google.com. And what it is it's Google's attempt to take Hangouts and then layer on top of them a system whereby people can connect one-on-one, a video chat, and one person can provide expertise to another, real-time, one-on-one. And you can also charge for that by the minute, or you can charge for a block of time. And this might be a path Google is thinking for anyone with expertise to share that expertise. But I'm thinking that it would be ideal for older adults to share their expertise with younger business people and younger entrepreneurs in small bite-sized chunks. You know, I'm having an issue with a local government issue, and I need to talk to someone who's been through that. I'm having an issue with financing or employment law. I need to talk to someone who's been through that, these kinds of things. And I'm very excited about it. It's called Helpouts. Helpouts.google.com. It's very interesting. So I love this OLLI program. How long has this been in place?
We are for 3 years, or we're going into our third year, and we're looking forward to a great fall program.
Wow.
We have a whole bunch of interesting people lined up from all over the place. We've got an anthropologist, and we've got another biologist, and we have somebody who's going to talk about women in literature. And so we really cover a gamut. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really filled a need, a sort of intellectual need here. Mm-hmm. Because you were talking earlier about the political power of seniors, but right. You're absolutely right. Seniors have a lot more to offer in terms of their experience, and in terms of their backgrounds, and that's the kind of power, too, that they can give back to the community.
There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. We just need to be able to connect younger entrepreneurs, younger artists, younger musicians with older adults who have expertises that they can utilize. And not only would it's also, you know, I see this as a new wave of, you know, it's always, Jackie mentioned it before, it's always this particular bubble, the baby boomers, who define new technologies, who define new businesses. And I think the business that we're talking about now is something that I've talked about for years. It's the power of the individual, but now the individual is older, and they can share their expertise, but hopefully they'll share it in such a way that they will actually be able to benefit financially, and you'll see these small mom-and-pop businesses, service-based, sort of expertise-based. If you think of maybe an attorney, an older attorney who's no longer practicing but can really help younger attorneys or even provide some advice, but never, you know, in a liability situation. They're not going into court, but they'll give you some advice about dealing with your existing attorney, that kind of a thing. And I think it's going to be a huge boon in our business on the internet side and all aspects of life.
I want to hear more about the fun stuff. I want to hear about these trips that they do.
Tell us about the trips.
Well, we do one major bus excursion a month usually, and we go a lot of different places. We've gone to Huntington Library. We're going to Rancho Los Amigos Historic Ranch and Gardens. We're going to Del Mar for the races. We do holiday trips. We'll do, you know, go someplace nice for the lights, you know, go down the Huntington Harbor for the light show. We will go to plays. And we try to do one large bus excursion each month, and then we do mini bus excursions, which is why it's wonderful to have the Dial Ride program, because we can go take 20 people or 40 people, you know, if we take two buses, and we can do something like just go to play in Torrance or close by, and, you know, that way it's an inexpensive trip. You know, I think 2 weeks ago we went to concerts at El Camino College. And so we try to do something like that, usually twice a month. So we do, you know, we get recommendations and requests from different people, and then we try to do what they want to do. Okay. So that's our fun trips. And they usually, I think next week, we're going down to Huntington Beach, and there's a new program, a woman of 1,001 voices and faces, and she's from Las Vegas, and so we're doing a lunch and show, and we'll be doing that in June next week.
Nice.
So we try to do a couple trips a month.
Now, that sounds like fun, and you mentioned it before, the Jocelyn Center. Yeah, that facility, that's a great facility. You utilize that quite a bit as well, yes?
Yeah, Johnson Center, even though it's a community center, its primary focus now has become older adult programs. So we have the Oasis, which is the only designated space specifically for older adults, and that's sort of a drop-in area where we have library books, we have computers, you know, we show movies once a month there. Mm-hmm. And then for the other areas in Joslyn, we have our classes, we have art classes. We have a volunteer retired art instructor who has done a volunteer art class for 4 years now, and that's every week. We have programs with South Bay Adult Schools. We've got some art classes. We have the Arthritis Foundation doing Arthritis Foundation exercise program. We have lunch once a week. We call it the Lunch Bunch. And for $3, we have, you know, the older adults can come to lunch there. We have volunteers that do the registrations and all those programs. We have, gosh, what else do we do? Yeah, we have singing. We have a sing-along. We have a number of different drama groups. We have the playwriters, our play reading group. We have improv group. We've got, oh, gosh, and they've been doing shows for us. We have a book club that meets once a month, and they are reading, they just finished one, Don't Run with Book, The June book is The Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet by Jamie Ford. So they come and they discuss, and there's usually 15, 20 people. We have line dancing once a month, or I'm sorry, once a week. So for $3 a class, you do an hour and a half of line dancing. We've got Scrabble. So bridge.
What about football?
You know, I'm afraid we'd have to settle for pickleball, which is a form of tennis in a way for people who are maybe just a little bit less able to play the hardcore tennis. And so we have pickleball, which is with a larger ball. And we've got just been doing that, I think, like 3 weeks now, mm-hmm. and it's been absolutely wonderful. There is a men's senior softball league, which has been in existence for, I think, 20, 30 years, and they have a really strong program, they're very competitive, but they also have, you know, encourage everybody to participate. We have, we have a walking group. One of our volunteers started a walking group, and they walk 3 times a week now, and they walk, you know, I think the oldest walker is 98 years old, so all different levels. Discussion groups. We've got a couple different discussion groups. There's a Monday morning discussion group, which primarily is men. It's not that women are excluded, but sometimes I think the women are less comfortable. But the men, we have 15, 20 men that come and discuss everything from Medicare to politics to, you know, solving the world's problems. And then we also have a Let's Talk Women to Women group that meets monthly. And that, again, is led by a volunteer who, you know, Diane said, oh, I'd like to do this. Let's start this. And so it's for issues having to do, you know, with anything from, like, A to Z. And that meets every Wednesday. We have computers with, you know, we go to MiraCosta High School. The kids have come over to Oasis, and we've gone to MiraCosta High School, and we've done intergenerational programming. They've worked with our seniors on computers. We also have a poetry writing group, and I have to tell you the poetry group has been very active with MiraCosta High School. They've done joint books together, poetry books. They share their poems. They've done readings at Page's Bookstore. So there's a lot of programming there. It's sort of like there's something for everybody, every interest we try. You know, our philosophy is if you want to give it a shot, you want to try something, go ahead and try it. We also have first-run movies every Friday. You know, and we have a variety of different kinds of movies, you know, some from animated to, you know, scary movies. Today we're showing Philomena. Next week will be Closed Circuit, and then we do Savings Mr. Banks, and then The Monuments Man. So that's that. We're open on the weekends, by the way, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4.
Now, where are the movies shown?
The movies are shown in the auditorium. at Joslyn Center.
Okay.
And we have anywhere from 70 to 120 people come for the movies.
Right. Right. How much are the movies?
They're free.
Those are expensive tickets now. They're like $12 to $15.
Well, you know, we get them through, you know, we get them out of, you know, Redbox as soon as they're available on DVD, and we show them, and, you know, it's just a way to bring people out, and it's, people have gotten to know each other that way, too. It's nice to see a community developing.
Right.
We show, once a month, we have what's called Movies to Enlighten, and those are movies that maybe generate more discussions. And we show those once a month after the Senior Resource Committee. Gosh, we have, what else do we
have?
We do Prime Time Classics once a month, and we're showing like North by Northwest. That's on the weekends.
Did you show The Wolf of Wall Street?
You know, we thought about it, but I think there were too many F-bombs in there. I think that's the movie that has the most F-bombs ever, and we didn't. You know, we actually thought about, you know, since the gentleman lives here in Manhattan Beach, we thought of asking him if he would come talk to the seniors, and we would show the movie, but common sense prevailed, and we did not do it.
Okay. Wait, the wolf lives in Manhattan Beach?
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Oh, wow. Hey, Joe, I got to get my mother to move to Manhattan Beach.
You know, it's all a very, I don't know, fluid kind of programming.
Right.
So we try to do something. We have an educational programming called Dine and Discover, where once a month we've got different speakers. Next month we'll be having the California High-Speed Railroad Authority come talk about the high-speed rail. So it's a response to the needs of our seniors.
Right.
And what they're willing actually to do, too. I mean, you can do the best programs in the world, but if nobody comes, it's not going to do any good. You know, so that's what, if people attend, you know, we'll continue doing, keep trying it. Like, we have this group acting out. Again, they're doing their movies, or they're actually doing their first showcase of their theater. Will be on Sunday. So the groups that have started through Joslyn Center, through the Older Adult Program, are giving back by doing plays, doing, you know, different performances, the sing-along. So everybody kind of gives back, too, and shares. So that's really nice.
Well, we are sponsored on every Friday at 8 o'clock. We're sponsored by the Manhattan Beach Chamber. Can you talk a little bit about the connection between Parks and Rec's Older Adult Program and the Manhattan Beach Chamber?
Well, I think that one of the is the businesses, the relationship, you know, with the dining program, the Wednesday dining program. And in the past, we have had volunteers from the chamber who have come over and done some computer programming.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. And I think it's something where we're working on different aspects of the relationship. Obviously, we're very close to the chamber. We share a building, actually. You know, so
we also offer discount cards and a lot of door prizes from local businesses. We definitely have a lot of support for our Older Adults program from the businesses in the community. So the chamber helps us to reach out to those people as well.
Right.
And quick question.
The poetry reading also.
Quick question. With all of these great programs you have in Manhattan Beach, are these strictly for Manhattan Beach residents, or are residents from Redondo, Hermosa, Torrance, El Segundo, are they welcome to take part in these?
Yes, they are welcome to take part in the program. The only thing that happens is, like, sometimes, for the Parks and Recreation classes, there is a residents can register earlier than non-residents, and there's a difference in cost for the class of the Parks and Recreation Department.
Yeah, that's only fair. Yeah. Wow, that's great. What a great amenity.
Now, I think James O'Callaghan, president of the Manhattan Beach Chamber, was going to call in. I'm not sure that he can make it today, but we are, again, sponsored by the Manhattan Beach Chamber, and we want to thank them for doing so and suggesting that we talk to the Older Adult Program, because it is such a comprehensive, well-run program. Eve, Kate and Jan, we have to give you credit, as well as I'm sure lots and lots of other people, for producing one of the best, most comprehensive older adult programs that of any city. It's amazing.
You know, I just wanted to say one thing, and that is that Eve and Jan are absolutely fantastic, but this program runs on volunteers.
Okay.
We didn't have volunteers and a whole lot of them. We couldn't offer all of these things. And it's a tribute to a city like Manhattan Beach that we have all these people willing to come in, give back with their amazing expertise and generosity to make all of these programs happen.
Right, right.
We're
talking about the Manhattan Beach Senior Services. You can get in touch with those people there at CityMB, that's CityMB.info/OAP for older adult programs, OAP. CityMB.info/OAP. Well, I'm just amazed by what we've already talked about this hour. Is there something, Eve, I'll ask you, is there something that we've left out that you'd like to highlight?
You know, I think just another service we offer, and it's existed since 1976, is our Dial-A-Ride transportation program. Mm. I'm very proud of it because I feel we're a small city. We employ our own drivers and dispatchers. And I think are very in tune with the needs of our customers. So it's not just a transportation program that picks someone up and drops them off. It's very involved. We really know our customers. We're able to offer a very high level of assistance with their care, you know, helping them get to the bus, get to their appointments, even helping with their groceries. And if they don't show up for an appointment, we're calling to make sure they're okay or calling a family member. It's a very social service type transportation program where I think people are comfortable riding with us into their 90s, you know, where I can't say that about other cities and their transportation programs in the area. I think people get to know our drivers. Many of them, most of our drivers have been with us for over 15 years. We've got some that are newer in the last couple of years, but, you know, our primary drivers stick around, and the riders become very comfortable with them, and, you know, it becomes an important part of their life and a way for them to get to all these activities as well as doctor appointments and grocery store and things like that.
It's such an important service, and I'm so glad to hear that you've had yours in existence, did you say, since the 70s?
Yes, 1976.
You know, I understand that several local cities dropped a lot of their transportation services, you know, with this, you know, since 2008 with the lousy economy and everything. A lot of city services like that were cut back, but you've been able to keep it going.
Yeah, and the city council really supports us and continues to give us funding we need to meet our increased needs. They really don't want us to turn people away. They want, you know, they understand the importance of this. I think it's just the way we do it. It's just a close service. It's personal. It's very personal.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things about this community that just amazes me. You have a very active, engaged volunteer community. You know, you've got the volunteers who give up every week to do, you know, to share their talents, their skills. And then from that, you also have a real system of connection with other social service providers. You know, if Dial-A-Ride is concerned about somebody, they can contact Beach City's Health District, and we have a care manager. So there's a program where a network, a really strong network. You know, you talked about first responders at the beginning. Mm-hmm. The police and fire departments, you know, they have the envelope of life. They do in their watch commander's office, they have a list of people maybe who have some memory impairments, and they keep that in there so that they have the connections. It's just a really cohesive, committed community, both from the volunteers to the city departments up to service groups, the Rotary Club, the Manhattan Beach Property Owners Association. The Rotary Club just finished doing a petanque court for the older adults so that now they can do lawn bowling. Well, it's petanque, actually. So they built that. So you've got that network. They help with the Christmas or the holiday luncheon and programs like that. So you've got this really interconnected community.
Right, right. That's how it works best, isn't it, that we all help each other?
Definitely.
This is so important. We got to get the word out about this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what we do.
Okay. Now, in the last few minutes, let me ask you that kinds of, I mean, we've talked about the impact of seniors. We've talked about the size of the senior population in Manhattan Beach. What is the penetration? How you say you serve how many? What percentage of older Americans in Manhattan Beach does that represent? How are we doing?
You know, I think we can always do better, because you have many of the older adults, the 55 and older, that, you know, we consider it in the population. They're still working.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to be participating in programs, but they may come for a special event, like when we did the League of Women Voters, or we had the workshop on Medicare, mm-hmm. and things like that.
Or when we did flu shots.
Flu shots, definitely flu shots, the health fair. Mm-hmm. You know, those kinds, it brings people in, and they may never come back until there's another need, but they become familiar with the program.
Right.
You know, then you've got people who are in OASIS and Joslyn Center every single day. But I think that we can always do better.
Right, right.
And you will, with the numbers, you will.
Yep.
I guarantee the city council will be very attentive and watching closely to find out what you need. Just ask.
Yeah.
The city council has been very supportive of the older adults in Manhattan.
Yes. They are committed. We've actually spoken to many of the city council members, and they are very committed. And it's a sign of the public service in the South Bay in general, whether you're talking about El Segundo, Hermosa, Manhattan, Redondo, Gardena, Hawthorne, many cities in the South Bay have, and Torrance, of course, have tremendous public servants. And we should remind ourselves that they are public servants and they do a great job. Great job.
Yeah, well, I saw several of them last night at the Maestral Memorial unveiling. They were out.
Right.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's give out the contact information one more time.
Right. So
do that.
Who does that? And we have to give out Jan's number. Call this number.
Yep,
time.
That would be the Older Adult Program.
Yeah.
Number.
That's a good way to get on the mailing list, yeah. Or just ask questions.
Yeah. It's 310-802-5447.
Give that number out one more time.
It's 310-802-5447.
5447. Excellent.
Uh-huh. And how about Dial-A-Ride? I can give you Dial-A-Ride phone number.
Please do.
That's 310-545-3500.
And then Kate's home phone number, so she doesn't feel left out.
Wonderful, ladies. Eve Kelso, Kate Nelson, Jan Buick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
It's a great thing that we were able to share these things with the community in this format. Now, remember, this conversation has been recorded. Jackie's going to be sending you a copy of the link to this so that it can be shared among people, those that want to share their experience and also their joy at taking advantage of these programs can now share this with their neighbors or their friends or acquaintances. And it's very personal to hear someone's voice talk about the things that they do and so forth. So it's almost as if you can speak directly to people, and so we love this online radio format. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's our show for today. Thank you so much again, Eve, Kate, and Jan, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And it is my pleasure to say Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. Well, that's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. Please join us again next Friday at 8 a.m. for Manhattan Beach Chamber 360.